call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Best Buy. My name is Nick. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Nick. My name is Miles, and I'm with XPO. And I was just calling to report why an installation was not able to be completed and to request a breeze code. And I have the FMS order number available whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
669-180-32. And it's for Anthony Stratton at 2023 South Highway 251, Rochelle, Illinois, 61068.
Great. All right. Okay, and it was for the range?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And before the text got out to the customer's residence, they had already inspected. This is a open box item, and they determined that the orifice necessary for the LP conversion is not in the box with the unit. So they weren't going to be able to complete the installation. So they called the customer before they went out to his residence, and they let him know. And the customer told them that, you know, that he doesn't want them to even deliver the unit because he doesn't want the unit to just sit in his house without it being able to be installed. So the techs have returned the unit to Best Buy, and they've requested that Best Buy contact the customer. So that's, you know, what's going on with this. And the techs, we're needing that breeze code.
Okay. So it couldn't be installed because of the liquid propane conversion?
Right. It can't be installed because the orifice that's necessary to convert the unit to liquid propane is not in the box with the unit. It's an open box item.
Okay. Okay. So they're just going to want to... Oh, okay. Oof. All right. I know what's going on. All right. Anything else, then?
I just need the breeze code. And then after I get the breeze code, I wanted to let you know about some issue or an issue with the store the customer shopped at. I mean, I don't know if it does me any good to tell you about the issue. I don't know if you can report it to higher-ups or something of that nature. But basically... The store that the customer shopped at, whenever you call that, the customer said whenever he calls that store, he just gets a message that says that they're not accepting incoming calls. And then I told the tech about that, and the tech said, yeah, it's not only that store, but he also has customers that have shopped at the Rockford, Illinois store as well, who are also saying when they call the Best Buy store, they get a message that says that they're not accepting incoming calls. So
right.
I don't know if you can report that to someone higher up. I don't have any way to report that to anyone higher up within Best Buy who might be able to, you know, do whatever they need to do to contact that store or those stores and find out, you know, why they're not accepting calls. I mean, I know sometimes you call Best Buy the store and, yeah, maybe you have to hold for 30 minutes or an hour because they're very busy. That's fine, but if they're not accepting incoming calls at all, that to me sounds like a very bad thing because that could turn a lot of people off in regards to their willingness to do business with those stores, because they'll feel like, well, if they need help, they can't get the help they need by phone. And, you know, not everyone lives 5 minutes away. In fact, this customer lives 40 minutes away from the store. So even for him to go to the store to report what's going on, he'd have to drive 40 minutes just to say, hey, this is what happened. I need help with an orifice for my range. And then can you guys help me out? They get it figured out. Then he has to turn around and drive 40 minutes just to get home, which could have all been taken care of with a quick phone call to the store.
Right.
And, you know, if that store is doing less business because people, you know, feel like they can't get in touch with the store, okay, so then less people are going to shop there. That could affect their ability to stay in business. And even if they stay in business, they may have less orders for, like, say, installations. Then the installers get less work. Then I get less work because I don't have as many people calling about installation jobs. Then you get less work because there's not as many people calling you about things they ordered from these stores and these installation jobs, like me calling you. You know, so it's like a trickle-down effect where it could affect all of us, you know, and that's a very
right.
bad thing. That's very, very bad. Because you know what, if they say, you know, well, hey, Nick, you know, we're not getting as many calls. You know, you get 40 hours a week, but, yeah, we don't really need you for 40 hours. What if we just put you down for 32? How's that sound, Nick? That wouldn't
right.
be good. That could and that could happen to me, you know. So, you know, that's why I wanted to report this to, you know, I don't know if you can do anything helpful about it, because I can't do anything. I don't know if you can. But that's why I just wanted to let somebody with Best Buy know about it. Because, you know, of that trickle-down effect, and, you know, and Best Buy's are in a situation, you know, where brick-and-mortar stores nowadays are less popular, because everybody wants to just get on their computer, order what they want, have it delivered to their home, and be done with it. So brick-and-mortar stores are already in jeopardy with the technology that we have, so it could be negative for that business that Best Buy has so many millions of dollars invested in. Not just that store, but other stores as well, and it's all because they're not accepting incoming phone calls. That sounds kind of weird, if you ask me.
Right.
Okay. But sorry to lay all that on you.
No, I get it. I know where you're coming from. I totally understand. But yeah, I can definitely let my bosses know about it for sure.
Oh, thank you so much, because. I don't have a contact, even like a contact email or something that I could use to report the issue. So I didn't know what else to do other than just tell you, because you're with the DOD, and then maybe if you had someone that you could tell that might be able to do something, you know, make an issue of it or report it. So at least corporate could look into it. So I don't know how happy corporate would be with it, or maybe it was a corporate decision and maybe corporate are okay with it. And if that's the case, then that's okay if that's what they wanted to do. So, I mean, I just don't know what's going on.
Right. I could try to look for like a corporate email. I really don't have one.
Now that's okay. Just let your bosses know. Since you guys are directly with Best Buy, I'm not directly with Best Buy. I'm with XPO. So, yeah, if you just let your bosses know, you know, that you had an XPO caller, or an XPO employee call in, he said that Best Buy store number, this is store number 45, and then also the Rockford store in Illinois, they're not accepting incoming calls, and the customers are not happy about this. And then whatever you know, the higher ups that you work with decide to do with that is whatever they decide to do with that. And if nothing changes, well, that's okay too. You know, maybe it's a corporate decision. I don't know.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah, for sure. Anything else?
Just the breeze code.
Oh, yes, of course. You ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
260. 268. 776.
That was 260-268-776.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Nick. I greatly appreciate you, and I thank you for hearing me out on that information about the stores not accepting incoming calls. And, yeah, if you could just pass that along to your higher-ups, and then, just leave it at that. You know, just let them know, and then they can do with it what they will. And if nothing ever changes, if nothing changes, well, so be it. You know, at least we tried.
Right. All right. All right. No problem.
All right, man. Well, I really appreciate you, and I thank you so very much, and I hope you have a good day.
No problem. You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.